He would then have two choices, equally distasteful, Hooker believed. Either come out of his Fredericksburg fortifications and fight in the open, or retreat to Richmond. Hooker made his calculation on the option Lee would pick once more with Sharp's March 21st report in mind. With no stockpiles for his poorly fed and equipped army, Hooker reasoned, Lee would be forced to react immediately to Stoneman's cutting his railroad lifeline and to retreat south. When he did, Stoneman's cavalry, which Hooker called his Dragoon Force, would plant itself to hold him in check while Hooker's infantry attacked the rear of the rebel army to destroy it. Then Richmond would be open to the Army of the Potomac. 2 days before his White House briefing, Butterfield received a report from Sharp and Babcock on their interrogation of James Craig, a Scotsman and refugee from Richmond who had crossed into Union lines. Craig, who observed the movement of troops through the rebel capital, knew of no Confederate soldiers returning to Lee's army in Fredericksburg after Pickett's and Hood's divisions went away. Sharp was still awaiting a report from the spy he placed in Richmond, Joseph Maddox. Hooker's plan to maneuver Lee out of impregnable Fredericksburg looked like a strategic masterpiece that would win the war. He was supremely confident. The operation, he wrote Lincoln, would start April 13th. After reading the secret letter, Lincoln scribbled his endorsement on the document. But he reminded Hooker that his primary objective was Lee's army in front of him, not Richmond. As Butterfield wrapped up his White House briefing, Stoneman received detailed orders from Hooker for his grand sweep around Lee's left flank. The cavalry general would be helped by an intelligence windfall from his signal corps, which Butterfield carefully crafted into a successful deception operation. Earlier in April, Hooker's signalmen, who had already broken the rebel communications code, learned that the Confederates had done the same with theirs and could read Union flag signals being sent in a simple alphabet code. The Yankees quickly changed to a cipher the rebels could not break, but they camouflaged the change by sending deceptive transmissions in the old code to make the Confederates believe their breakthrough had not been discovered. Butterfield tucked away this important ploy in his head for future use.